All right, hour number three is upon us, and I do appreciate y'all listening. We actually had a visitor here earlier I didn't mention because I didn't want to embarrass him, but we had somebody from one of our local schools that came and sat in. And just, by the way, as a side note, it just was a reminder to me with him being here that that's, you know, that's an open invitation. If there's anybody out there, any of you out there, I should say, that are listening to me that have somebody in school and they've ever thought about getting into broadcasting or doing some of the things that we do, you know, we've got the ability to let you sit in, hang out, learn. If you've got a student or somebody that is interested in journalism or anything along those lines, we have got more than enough ability to have you, you know, pop in, hang out with us for a little bit, learn kind of what goes on here at the station, and, you know, field trips, things along those lines. I know with COVID, that's probably not super allowed yet, but as of November 4th, you most likely will be able to do anything you want, because my particular opinion is once we get past the election, COVID will go away. I don't think I'm the only one out there that feels that way. But at any rate, yeah, if you're somebody that would like to have somebody pop in and hang out with us, feel free to do so. That's an easy thing to do. Charlie doesn't mind having the visitors. I don't mind having them either. And it's really great. All right, one thing I haven't covered yet today, I was going to do this during the first hour, and I just didn't get a chance to do it, is there is now a Chinese virologist. And some of them will say that she's a rogue virologist, but a virologist nonetheless. Dr. Li Ming Yan. She's a Chinese virologist who fled the country, leaving her job at a prestigious Hong Kong university. She appeared last week on British television, where she claimed that SARS, or COVID, was created by Chinese scientists in a lab. Now, a lot of folks have speculated over the past few months that that, in fact, was the case. In fact, some speculated that was the case early on. This particular gal has actually tweeted a link to a paper that she co-authored with other Chinese scientists that, according to them, and I'm not a scientist, and I'm like a monkey reading a roadmap looking at these particular documents because I know nothing about any of that. If it was a wiring schematic to a car or something like that, I'd be in good shape. But I have no idea how all this stuff works when it comes to this virus. But she has actually printed up all of the papers, if you would, or the documents on this. And she claims, along with these others that wrote this paper with her, that the virus has too many parts to it that were not replicable from some sort of an animal strain of virus like they're claiming came from this COVID virus in China. So she's claiming this was genetic engineering, period, and there's no other way that it could have been created, that it did not come from nature. If you want to know more about that, just Google her particular name. Her name again is Li Meng, L-I-M-E-N-G, and her last name is Yan, Y-A-N. And I'm actually reading an article where there's a picture of her with all of the different documents that she actually published in this particular paper that they put up. And again, folks, I don't know. I am not an expert in this particular area. I can't tell you whether she's right, wrong, or otherwise. If this was as I said earlier, if this was a car automotive situation or, you know, an automotive document, I could pretty much read through it and tell you right, wrong, or otherwise. In this particular case, I don't have the foggiest idea. All I'm going to say, and you all know me, I'm not a conspiracy theorist. I don't wear any tinfoil hats. Charlie knows that. I'm probably about as anti-conspiracy as most people out there ever would be, maybe to the point of fault and not believing some things I should at times. But I will tell you that this one sure smells of being created and engineered in a lab and released at just the right time, knowing full well the Chinese government and probably some here in the U.S. and probably worldwide that it would have a potential adverse effect upon the elections here in the United States of America. I also think that China knew for a fact that if they release this and we shut down and other countries shut down, it would have an adverse effect upon their economy, thereby they thinking that it's going to give them a leg up when things open back up again. Unfortunately, for them, it all hasn't planned out exactly as I just said, although we've had some adverse effects here on our own economy from this, and we've had things shut down far too long, and the fear still exists. Now, I am not a, again, I'm not a creator of viruses. I have no idea how this stuff works, how it's engineered, how it's designed, how it morphs and mutates once it's actually been out into the public. I do know this. Data shows that if you let COVID run its course, which it has here in the United States of America, everybody out there talking about this second wave that's going to come in this fall, and we got to keep things shut down, and we can't have the National Western Stock Show, and on and on we go. None of that is true. And even if there's a second wave of individuals that get COVID, just because you have COVID doesn't mean you're going to die. In fact, the data and the stats show the chances of you not dying from COVID are really, 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 really high. Like 99% chance you're not going to die. So all of this worry over who's actually got a case of COVID is unfounded, folks. This is nothing but a bunch of news media hype. Hype that I believe is coming from the left. Hype that's being driven by Democrat governors like we have here in Colorado. Our own very own Kevin Polis. The reality is the data does not back up any of what these guys are saying when it comes to what the death count should have been, what it currently is, I should say, what they predicted it should have been. And again, I don't care how many people catch it. In fact, I'm one of these that'll tell you, more the merrier. We've got a bunch of people in the press now coming out and basically talking about, you know, college campuses and how many COVID cases there are in individual campuses and what a big deal that is and how awful that is, and on we go. And I will tell you that, you know, great. So the young kids have it. Fine. Let them have it. Good deal. In some cases, it's nothing more than the sniffles for some of these kids. If that. Some kids get it and don't even know they've had it. This thing is not as bad as it was 6 months ago, and it's definitely not bad enough to have us locked down like we are, and it's not bad enough to have, I talked about Hawaii in that last hour, it's definitely not bad enough to have some sort of a resort bubble in Hawaii where when you go there, you can't leave the resort, and if they do, they'll call the authorities. Right now, you go to Hawaii, you're quarantined for 14 days and can't leave your room. This does give those folks in Hawaii a little more freedom because they can roam around the resort, but I don't know anybody that's going to go to Hawaii and not be able to leave and hike and enjoy, go to the beach and do the things that they enjoy doing in Hawaii. That's why you go in the first place. You don't go to just sit in the room or even just hang out at the resort. At least I don't. Maybe some do. At any rate, there is this rogue Chinese virologist that is out there basically publishing a paper, her and some others, publishing a paper claiming that they can tell by the way that the SARS virus actually is, you know, COVID-19, and that it was actually created in a lab by Chinese scientists. So that's the latest news there. We'll come right back. American National Insurance is next. Paul Leuenberger, he is my agent. And if you've got a specific vehicle that you drive that is not an average vehicle, Paul can insure that. In fact, he can insure that for stated value. You need to ask him exactly how that works, but it's a great way of doing things when it comes to your vehicle. In fact, stated value means, and there's a particular case that Paul shared with me months ago where a particular vehicle, it was a classic car, was going through downtown Denver on a transport truck because it was going to go to auction, and it wasn't tied down well enough, and it fell off. And because American National was the insurance company, the transport company was not going to give the proper amount of money for this classic car that fell off the transport truck. So, of course, American National gets involved. The particular claim is paid by them. They go after the transport company. But here's the deal, folks. That doesn't happen with those types of cars unless they're insured properly. In fact, your own car you're driving, if it's not insured properly, doesn't even get taken care of the way it should. So make sure you're properly insured. We talked about that on Monday with an expert in that area. Call Paul today. He's my agent. He would love to help you. 303-662-0789.
Get your unique vehicle insured for what you know it's worth. Paul Leuenberger with American National Insurance gives you the coverage you expect, which means you have the money to replace your vehicle when something goes wrong. Here's a real story from a customer of Paul. A brand new custom vehicle in transport was not strapped on correctly. It fell off the transport vehicle and onto the highway through no fault of the owner. Because he had insured his vehicle with Paul Leuenberger, he filed a claim and replaced the vehicle, no questions asked. In fact, American National Insurance went to bat for him against the transport company to make sure he got the coverage he expected. With any other insurance, that story might have ended very differently. Make sure your unique vehicle is insured correctly so you get the coverage you expect. Call the personal insurance agent of John Rush, Paul Leuenberger, with American National Insurance at 303-662-0789.
All right, Barber's Foods is next. We talked to Greg Bloom from Barber's in the 3 o'clock hour, and actually he brought by some tasty salmon that you can now pre-order if you would like. So they've got some salmon. What he brought by was some smoked salmon, but there's some actually sockeye salmon you can pre-order that we talked to the fishermen during the 3 o'clock hour. You're more than welcome to pre-order that now, and you still get the 5% discount or anything else they've got throughout their entire menu of items. Go to the website, barbersfoods.com. You can order direct. Put SAVE5 in as the coupon code at checkout. You'll get that 5% discount. Again, barbersfoods.com.
Barber's Foods has been feeding Colorado families the highest quality protein since 1949. For over 50 years, the Barber's family raised the last of Colorado-grown turkeys on a turkey farm in Broomfield. And today, the Barber's family distributes high-quality, natural, local, and organic proteins from animals raised on family farms. They personally know all their producers, so whether you're buying beef, bison, pork, or poultry, they know where it's coming from and the family who raises the animals with care and respect. Place your order now at barbersfoods.com or call 303-466-7338. Colorado-sourced bison, organic grass-fed beef, USDA prime beef, purebred Wagyu, slow-raised non-GMO Duroc pork, free-range chicken, non-GMO turkeys, and more. Barber's Foods, 100% Colorado native, owned and operated. Barbersfoods.com.
Mention Rush to Reason for 5% off your order. Plus, for a limited time, an additional 5% will go toward benefiting Save the Children. Barbersfoods.com.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. All right, I got a good story that I want to share. To me, this is a great story, so bear with me. And I saw this on some of the Facebook posts that are out there. Got, you know, different friends from all over the Colorado, actually the country, world, for that matter. But this one caught my eye. Headline reads, "Undercover billionaire intends to wake up Pueblo." So there's a new reality show that I wasn't aware of. This is me talking, not the article. And I'm going to watch it from the Discovery Channel. And it's called, there's a season one already out. The second season is out, I believe, or coming out soon. Undercover Billionaire is the actual reality show. So I'll just read a little bit from this article out of The Chieftain. He's a real estate mogul, best-selling author, and celebrity business coach whose pre-pandemic net worth was estimated at $1 billion. For 4 months this year, he's been in Pueblo covertly establishing a marketing business he vows will introduce the Steel City and all its charm to the world. And this clandestine building a business from scratch venture was captured by Discovery Channel cameras for the second season of Undercover Billionaire. On Saturday afternoon, Grant Cardone and his business brainchild Wake Up Pueblo were introduced to the community during a robust open house and ribbon-cutting ceremony at 102 Oneida Street. Hundreds of Puebloans, that's the article saying this, including representatives of local chamber of commerce, elected officials, and members of the business community were on hand for the unveiling of the business and building tours. In Wake Up Pueblo, Cardone, a.k.a. Lewis Curtis, who arrives in Pueblo with only $100, a cell phone, and an old truck, partnered with Pueblo West entrepreneur Matt Smith, who on Saturday introduced the dapperly dressed 62-year-old and his family to those assembled outside of the business headquarters. "I was given a challenge back in January before we met," Cardone told the gallery. "A guy called up and said, 'Hey, do you think you can be dropped off in a town where you don't know anybody, and we will take away your name, your credit card, your money, literally everything. Could you make it?' Without hesitation, Cardone answered, 'Yes, I can make it 100%. And with that affirmative response, Wake Up Pueblo, and with it, the next season of Undercover Billionaire was on its way. Cardone said he accepted the obstacle offered by Discovery Channel to prove that the American dream is alive and well and available to those willing to work for it. Quote, the American dream is real, and it's not just for high flyers, insiders, for high-paying jobs. It's for anyone from anywhere with no context, no money, no education in a city where you don't know anybody, he said. When Cardone learned of his destination, he knew it would be a first. Last year, we were in 19 countries, he said, and I've been in every major territory city in the United States and never been to Pueblo. So when I was told it was Pueblo, I said, is that in New Mexico? And they said, no, that's Colorado. I said, let's roll. Smith said, Wake Up Pueblo is more than a business. It's a movement that will harness the power of the internet and social marketing to not only awaken the potential of local business community, but open up the world's eyes to Pueblo. This is brand new, outside the box, Smith said. And through his time here, Grant came to the conclusion that Pueblo is a great community, but we're not woken up yet. And we plan to do that through storytelling, through Facebook, through Instagram, through YouTube, through everything that's out there. In the first season of Undercover Billionaire, set in Erie, Pennsylvania, Glenn Stearns, founder of Stearns Lending, turned his initial $100 stake into a successful barbecue restaurant named Underdog Barbecue. It's not yet determined when the second season of Undercover Billionaire will begin airing. But folks, this is in our own backyard, and our signal reaches all the way to Pueblo. So a lot of you listening in Pueblo, you know, hats off to you all. This sounds like a really great adventure that was foisted upon you by the Discovery Channel. I can't wait to actually see the episode. But the thing that caught my eye was the fact that, granted, we have somebody that's successful, that knows how to make money and has done it in the past, but still gets dropped off in a town where he knows nobody. They take his name away, take his credit card away, take his money away, leave him with an old truck and $100, and he's left to make it from there, which he did, evidently. And he did it in Pueblo, Colorado. So, folks, I guess the thing that I was trying to go here with this particular article and this particular story is this. This is still the land of opportunity. It's the United States of America. You can still in this country be anything you want to be. And I mean that sincerely. If you work hard enough and you literally outwork the guy next to you, you can make anything you want in this country. The rags to riches story in this country still exists. They will continue to exist, providing capitalism stays on top, which means we have to win in 2020. If capitalism ever fails here in the great United States of America, and I realize some would argue that we don't have true capitalism, but, you know, in the small business world, we still do. In a lot of parts of the country, we still do. I understand that there's big business and there's things that happen and there's some unfair practices. And you know what? That's life. You're going to find that anywhere you go. At the end of the day, though, this is still a country that people from all around the world are clamoring to sneak into. Okay? And I didn't say that to be facetious. I meant that sincerely. Literally coming from around the world to live the life we all that were born here have come to take for granted, which, by the way, a lot of us do. We literally live in the land of milk and honey, just like the promised land in the Old Testament. Literally, that's what we live in the United States of America. This is the promised land of today, bar none. You can still, in this country, I'll repeat myself, do and become anything you want to become. The key is you got to outwork the next guy. And folks, I'm living proof. You don't have to be the smartest guy on the block. You don't have to have the highest education. You know, I'm a guy talking to you on the radio every day for 3 hours a day, repeat the first hour, so really 4 hours a day, I guess. Plus, I'm here on Saturdays another 4 hours. And I've never been to college or university my entire life. And I've never been to journalism school. Never went to broadcasting school. you know, I basically am here because of marketing and business, literally. And you're all going to say, well, I don't understand. It doesn't make any sense. How can you be doing what you do because of marketing and business? Because when I owned my automotive shops, there was a show on the weekends that we keep doing today called Drive Radio that we used as a tool to market our facilities, help customers, educate, and build our businesses. And we're still doing that today at Drive Radio. And because of doing that for the amount of years that I did, and then getting a little better at it, and frankly, working harder at it than most, we've not only built that program into, I believe, one of the most listened to Saturday shows in the entire Denver region, but probably one of the most listened to car talk shows in the country. And I don't think I'm wrong in saying that. There's some syndicated shows that probably have more of a listening audience than we do, but I think Charlie will attest to the fact that Drive Radio and the listenership that we have is as good as any other radio product in the automotive world across the country, period. And I'm not saying that to brag. I'm saying that because I don't have any experience in radio, but Charlie knows me full well, and I'll outwork anyone, bar none. And I'll outwork people half my age. In fact, and again, Charlie knows this, you come to work for me, and boy, you better learn how to work, because here's the reality. I'm going to outwork you, because that's what I do. All day long. And I've actually had people that have worked for me, even on this show, that have said the very thing I just said. John, I can't keep up. I'm half your age, and I can't keep up. Yeah, well, you know what? Because I learned from an early age, and my dad taught me, if you're going to make it in this world, you got to outwork the next guy. That's the secret of success in the United States of America, period. We're going to have some guests join us tomorrow. J.K. Williams, we've had him before. He's a YouTuber. Guess what he's going to say? Black YouTuber, by the way. Kid that came from poverty, came from foster care. We interviewed him a few weeks ago. Want to have him back tomorrow because he goes right along with the story I'm telling you. And he'll tell you the very same thing I'm telling you right now. As long as you outwork the next guy, you'll make it. This is a black kid that came from poverty, that was in foster care, that has still made it. Why? Because of what I just said. He learned at an early age how to outwork everyone else. Folks, there is no secret sauce in the United States of America when it comes to making money and doing the things you need to do to get ahead. And I realize life isn't just about money, but here's the reality. Without it, I guess you live in a homeless shelter. I guess you live on the streets. That's not the life I want, by the way. And I don't think that's a life most people want. In fact, as I said earlier, there are people all around the world trying to get into the United States of America to get out of the life I just said, because they don't want to live homeless and in poverty. They want to live in the land of milk and honey. So, folks, when you wake up every day in the grand United States of America, get down on your hands and knees and thank the good Lord above you live here. Because the reality is, you're already way ahead of the rest of the world, like 99% of the world you're ahead of. So anytime I hear somebody in this country whining and complaining about what they have to do every day for their job or their living or whatever, I almost want to chuckle and laugh, thinking, you know what? There are people all around the world that would take your job in a heartbeat. And I'm right, because they would. Wake up every morning, count your blessings, work hard, outwork the next guy, and the reality is, you too could be a billionaire someday if you want. It's totally up to you. Extreme Auto Repair is coming up next, folks. Right now, they got a great deal on timing belt replacements. $100 off if you mention Rush to Reason. And yes, timing belts are something that can be done on a periodic basis depending upon your vehicle. If you give them your serial number of your car, they can tell you exactly when yours needs done based upon when it was done or not done previously. Go to klzradio.com or call 303-841-1071.
Mistakes happen. Auto repair shops prove their mettle when something goes wrong. The team at Extreme Auto Repair in Parker recognizes that mistakes happen. They're committed to doing what they say, even when that means replacing a failed part for free or honoring the original price they quoted a customer despite unexpected issues. They hear all the time from their loyal customers that's what keeps them coming back, because of how the entire team responds when something goes wrong. The techs at Extreme Auto level with you, following through to fix the problem. They don't just replace parts, they repair vehicles. It's that same degree of integrity that keeps their employees around long-term, too. The average Extreme Auto technician has 16 plus years of experience, and they stick around because they share the same commitment when something goes wrong. We do what we say. No arguments, no excuses. Just apologize and work to make it right. KLZradio.com/extreme promises kept.
All right, as I just talked a moment ago about hard work, I'll also tell you one thing about Kevin Flesh at Flesh Law Firm. No one will outwork Kevin either. I tell you what, I've known a lot of attorneys in my day. Kevin is a hard worker. He will work day and night to make sure that you get what's coming to you with whatever case it is that you've got going on. And it's a simple phone call to get things started. 303-806-8886. It's fleshlawfirm.com, F-L-E-S-C-H. Or again, 303-806-8886.
You don't need to feel anxious about talking to KLZ's personal injury attorney, Kevin Flesh.
I normally can tell when someone's pretty anxious about talking with me. I'll try to just have a conversation with them about why they're anxious. Don't worry, we're here to help you. Consultation is free. Anything you say to me is confidential. So whether you're concerned about it or not concerned about it, it's not going to leave this room. And then let's just talk about what it is that's giving you trouble in your life. Whatever it is, just to get them to a point where they recognize I'm just another human being that's sitting there trying to help them. And then we can talk about the legal aspect of it once I understand what it is and they really have a good sense that I'm really there to help.
Call now for a free consultation with KLZ's personal injury attorney, Kevin Flesh, who also happens to be a genuinely nice person. 303-806-8886. 303-806-8886. Or visit fleshlawfirm.com. F-L-E-S-C-H. Flesh and Beck Law. They get results.
Golden Eagle Financial, Al Smith. And again, Al's another guy who knows how to work hard and wants to make sure that you can keep your hard-earned money during retirement. That's what Al does. He's a financial advisor, and he wants to help you. Call him today. Go to klzradio.com or 303-744-1128.
In order to make informed decisions about your financial planning, you need to find your purpose in retirement. As a chartered financial consultant and the founder of Golden Eagle Financial, Al Smith isn't a life coach, but he does believe that your finances should fulfill a purpose. Too many people focus exclusively on accumulating more wealth without considering how they want to spend their time. One of Al's clients rebuilds churches damaged by hurricanes in Texas and Florida. Another client drives veterans to their doctor's appointments. One retired lady hunts black bears with a bow and arrow. Another gentleman creates beautiful wooden bowls. How you plan to spend your time should determine how you invest your money. That's the difference between wealth accumulation and retirement planning. Schedule a free, no-obligation consultation with Al Smith of Golden Eagle Financial today at klzradio.com/money. Find your purpose in retirement. Advisory services offered through Foundations Investment Advisors and SEC-registered investment advisor.
Stay up to date with Rush to Reason after the show on Twitter at Rush to Reason and on Facebook.com/Rush to Reason.
Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Thanks for joining us. Bill Higgs joining us now. Welcome, Bill. How are you doing today?
Hey, John, doing great. I love the title of your show, Rush to Reason.
Well, appreciate it. You're authority on corporate culture and a Forbes book author of Culture Code Champions, Seven Steps to Scale and Succeed in Your Business. I'm a business owner still outside of what I do here, Bill, so this is always, you know, anytime we get on a business topic, it's just music to my ears. I love business. I love small business. I love owners. It's the backbone of our country. Anything we can do to help business owners out, I'm all in.
That's awesome. We took our company from 3 people to 7,000 and from zero to $1 billion. And it was all just using good, logical people taking care of people traits.
Good for you. That's the way to do it. And we still, I said this before you just came on in my last segment, we still live in the land of opportunity in the United States of America, and you can still be anything you want to be, correct?
Absolutely. And downturns like this, we started in a downturn similar to this one when the oil price went from $35 to $3 in Houston, and everybody was out on the streets looking for a job. So downturns are a great time to figure out what you want to do and take that step.
All right. So unrealistic request, putting a drag on your business, explain.
So one of the things that we found and what helps a lot in a downturn is it busts the silos. But I'll give you an example, an engineering firm, the engineer would specify a pump for a really tough application.
Okay.
purchasing would go out for bids for that pump. And they'd get these bids back in, and they'd come back to engineering, and they'd say, this pump is made out of a new material called unobtainium.
Unobtainium, I love it.
First time purchasing told me that when I just about fell on the floor.
That's good.
But what happened is engineers just designed for the fun of it. And if the engineer had gotten with purchasing early on and said, hey, I've got a tough pump, purchasing could have brought the suppliers, the vendors in. They could have had a meeting and figured out what a good application would be. Then the engineer could give a bid spec to purchasing. They could go out and find it without trying to look for unobtainium.
Yeah.
And I like to have names for things. And like people are working remotely now, it's like a fun thing you could say is, hey, where do we have unobtainium that we create in our company?
Oh, I love it.
Where one team, yeah, one team's asking for something, another team says, man, we can't do that. That would take us 4 weeks.
Right.
What are you going to use it for?
That's right.
And if they'll just talk, you can eliminate that stuff early on.
You know, and what you're saying, and I don't want to, you know, get too far off topic here, but the reality is we have a federal government and a lot of even state and city governments that use unobtainium on a daily basis, unfortunately.
Yeah, and they try to force feed it to you.
Yep. Yeah, they sure do. Now, I'm a business consultant as well, Bill. I coach small businesses and try to help them improve their bottom line and so on. And I know one of the things, too, that a lot of businesses are not very good at. A lot of businesses, you know, and I'll do this. One of the first things I'll ask a new client is, you know, who's your target customer? And the answer will be, well, everybody. And I just want to shake my head through the phone or in the meeting, and I say, no, you're not understanding, because no, not everybody is your customer, because that goes back to this unobtainium thing. Number one, you can't obtain all customers or retain all customers. In fact, in some cases, they shouldn't be a customer in the first place.
Absolutely. One of the things that I found, so as we grew, all of a sudden, I was like the sales guy, even though I was an engineer, and I was in charge of 23 salespeople that were like real salespeople. It bugged me that I didn't have transparency into what they were doing, like on a daily basis.
Right.
Besides going out and selling unobtainium and coming in all happy with this project that we couldn't do. And so one of the things your listeners might be interested in is there's sales processes out there. Like we used Miller Heiman, and a standard sales process will mint money to small businesses.
Yeah.
Because it gave us a language.
That's right.
That bridged between sales and ops, to where we'd get on the same page chasing things. And like you said, you would evaluate things very early, and in some cases, just don't even waste time chasing it.
Yeah, and I'm an automotive business coach. Mainly what I focus on are automotive shops. And, you know, I do some things outside of that as well, Bill. But one of the things that I try to get my people to understand and do, and when I own my own shops, I did this for years and years, and that was a phrase where I would say, you know, the customer is always a customer, and we need customers, but we have to be in charge of the repair process, not the customer. Anytime the customer takes over the repairing of their own car, things are going to get screwed up, because no offense, most customers don't know anything about their car or how to fix it, and even if they think they do, they don't, so putting them in charge does nothing but screw the whole process up.
That's right. I liked one shop I was in where the charge was $50 an hour for labor, but if you helped, it went up to $90 an hour.
Exactly right. Well, you know, and I use that example, Bill, but there's other business owners out there that are listening to me that if they would implement the things you and I just said and had a standard process throughout their control of that process, because the reality is if you're not controlling your process, and what I mean by that is I'll simplify this for everybody listening. McDonald's. We all know, Bill, you and I both, that when you go to McDonald's, there's a process. And guess who controls the process of how the hamburger gets delivered to you? McDonald's does. You as a customer just walk up and order one, but they handle the process of delivering that hamburger to you, correct?
Absolutely.
And they know they know what their limitations are, because if you walk up and say, well, man, I want three patties and I want this and I want that, you know, you may or may not get that need met, because frankly, they're not in the business of making a boutique burger.
No, and what they've created, and one of the things that I push is they've created a repeatable process.
Yes.
And a repeatable process makes your employees heroes because they can get it right
every time. That's right.
But you do have to some extent, hold your client at arm's length. But what you've got to do is get a good, clear order from them and then put that order clearly into your repeatable process.
Yes.
To come out with a good product every time.
So how do you know, what's your suggestion to businesses or owners even, and we've got a lot of them that listen to my program because, you know, like, as you know, like begets like. I'm a business owner. I talk the business owner language, so a lot of business owners listen to us. I'm sure they pick up different things from us on a routine basis, which is great. I'm glad we're here to do that for them. How would you suggest to business owners listening to get what you just said done?
I think that the key thing is to work through your process and document it. And it's a lot easier now. We built our entire company on squeezing handoffs. And looking at your McDonald's example, if you go in there and look, they're squeezing all the handoffs as a food product moves through. They've simplified every step.
Yeah.
And both sides of the handoff are ready, so there's no wasted time or motion. What we found, and it's in every business, there's 30% wasted time,
yep,
dollars, and schedule in handoffs that are happening 100 times a day.
Yeah.
And so if you can focus on those handoffs, get each side to talk to each other, because all problems are communication problems, so the handoff happens when it's supposed to, and it's in the format the next person can use it, all of a sudden you become, you know, the best thing since sliced bread in your industry.
No, you're well said. And that, to me, this is where, and I know COVID has, you know, created, and I don't agree with it because I don't think it's the best way to do business, but it's created this work from home or remote work end of things. And Bill, I just look at that as eventually that tower tumbling down, because the reality is you cannot do the things you just said remotely.
Well, but one of the things that is happening is you've got actually, in many cases, better communication because people don't want things to fall in the cracks. So they may actually be working those handoffs a little closer. And what I talk to people about doing is, hey, document it now during this downturn.
Mm-hmm.
So when you get back in the office and the good times come back, you don't fall into your old sloppy way.
Yeah, good point.
If you can get lean, and everybody's getting lean, they got less people, less office space, fewer suppliers, they're getting lean. Well, I say, take notes on it. You've plugged all these holes in the bucket where
right.
all your money was going.
Right. Well said.
If you can stay lean in the good times, it's a total game changer. And that's what we did, because we had a downturn every 3 or 4 years.
Right.
And there'll be something else 3 years from now in the world.
There will be.
So
that's correct.
Figure out how to stay lean in the good times, and your people will win.
Question for you. And this is one thing I ask a lot of individuals, and I myself think that this is where the work from home or the remote work is going to falter, and that is collaboration, where you're getting, you know, two or three heads together trying to come up with new ideas, new systems, new things along those lines. To me, that's hard to do over a video screen or over the phone, but face-to-face in a lot of cases is the only way to make that happen. What are your thoughts?
I have the same concern, but there's some very good computer tools to help people work together. I think the Zoom meetings are helping a lot. And I think what has to happen is just that people have to want to share the ideas. So whether you're in the office, the problem in the office is people don't get out of their office and go talk to the person anyway.
That can happen as well.
Do
good
it
point.
Over email. And so I think you have the same problems. And what you need to do is work on your culture.
Thank you.
You know, my whole thing is an intentional culture that's collaborative and team-oriented. That starts to break down all of those barriers to communication, whether you're in the office or remote. And then you will get that collaborative, better answer coming out.
Well said. Where can folks find out more about you and the books and the things that you've done, Bill?
Well, the best place is to go to culturecodechampions.com. And I've got a culture assessment there, good assessment tool. lot of videos and things that people can use to start intentionally creating the culture they want. For us, our bottom line was 4 times the industry average.
Wow.
I feel people can easily double their bottom line because a good culture will reduce turnover.
That's right.
And increase efficiency. And those are big dollars
well said.
To the bottom line.
Well said. Bill, so, I appreciate you joining us. Bill Higgs, thank you very much for joining us. I'd love to have you back. Good stuff, sir.
Thanks, John. Bye-bye.
Very welcome. Bill Higgs, again, you can find him again. The website that he just mentioned is culturecodechampions.com. Enchanted Kitchens is next, folks. And I can tell you right now, Enchanted Kitchens has a great culture. We've had their folks on many times, and they just have a great culture, which, by the way, helps you when it comes to the design of your kitchen, which they can do for you. You get to see it ahead of time and then decide how you want to make changes and make it work for you. Go to klzradio.com or 303-376-7588.
The number one goal of the Enchanted Kitchens design team is to create a space that fits your daily life. Yes, you want a kitchen that looks nicer and more modern, but for you, the primary value of a redesign is the difference it will make in your everyday life. You need a functional, open space so you can have a pleasant day-to-day experience in your kitchen. Above all, you want a kitchen that works. At Enchanted Kitchens, you will partner with a professional team of designers who know how to ask the right questions to help you plan out the kitchen you and your family really need. As a Rush to Reason listener, after you visited their experience center, the Enchanted Kitchens team will schedule a follow-up meeting in your home for free to assess your space and learn specifics, like how often do you entertain and for how many. In order to get the functional kitchen of your dreams, you need the Enchanted Kitchens design team on your side. Visit klzradio.com/kitchens, where magic meets design.
And if you want to pay for that kitchen, Kurt Rogers can help you with that. Kurt's going to join us tomorrow. We'll talk a lot about this particular subject and how you can do upgrades around the house that, at the end of the day, will benefit you, your family, and your wallet at the end of the day. 720-895-0500. That's Affordable Interest Mortgage.
Rates are like a roller coaster lately. Are you concerned about the future and how to protect your home? Do you want to become mortgage safe? Take AIM, Affordable Interest Mortgage. With home values still at their highest level ever and rates at historic lows, now may be the best time to be prepared if the economy changes. Last time, many of our friends lost their home when it was unnecessary. Take AIM, 720-895-0500. Many of our clients have the ability to tap their equity should the economy change, all without having to borrow the money now. We can show you how to access your equity in these uncertain times to give you peace of mind and allow you to focus on what's important, your family. Call Affordable Interest Mortgage at 720-895-0500. That's 720-895-0500. We are locally owned and operated since 2001. Our reputation of putting you first with straight answers and listening are unmatched in Colorado. Let us help you protect your home. Take AIM, 720-895-0500, where it's all about you.
This is Josh with Business Equipment Service. Here's a message from one of our satisfied customers. Julie says, "Thank you so much for a great experience and your attention to the details. I was truly impressed with what we got for our money." If you are looking into purchasing office equipment or have a problem with equipment you currently have, give us a call at 303-825-5664.
Choose an agent that represents you, not the insurance company. Call Paul Lenigro and his team at Group Insurance Analysts, an independent insurance broker, for a complimentary analysis of your current insurance plans. 303-423-0162.
It's time to leave your safe space. This is Rush to Reason on KLZ 560.
All right, that last guest that we had, Bill Higgs, by the way, first of all, probably one of the most humble guys I think I've interviewed yet, because most of you didn't know this. Bill's a 1974 graduate, 5% of the top of the class, I should say, top 5% academically of West Point, runner-up for a Rhodes Scholarship, an honor graduate of the Army Ranger School. After airborne and atomic demolition courses, he commanded a combat engineering company in the 1st Cavalry Division Air Mobile. He was honorably discharged from the Army in 1979 as rank of captain. He founded Mustang Engineering, Inc. in Houston, Texas in 87 to design and build offshore oil platforms. They qualified for 2 straight years as one of Inc. 500's fastest growing companies in America and was the top-ranked engineering firm on the list. Mustang also won the Innovate Houston Award for being the most people-oriented company in Houston. The award confirmed Mustang's people-oriented, project-driven motto and affirmed Bill's passion for team building and organizational development. Let's just say this. Bill is a really good, solid, not only business owner, smart guy, but you would have never known anything I just told you by talking to him during the interview I just had. Had to be one of the most humble interviews I think I've ever had with somebody that frankly doesn't need to be humble because they've done very, very well in life. Goes back to what I said earlier, folks. We live in the land of milk and honey. You can be anything you want to be in the United States of America, and we continue to interview people over and over and over again that prove my point. So, I know that's a lot to say in a very short amount of time. One thing I wanted to talk about this week, and I don't think I'm going to have a lot of time, but I want to at least get this in. I don't know this particular person, but there's a lady by the name of Candace Cameron, and it's B-U-R-E, Buer? Burr. I don't know the person, but there was a big deal that came out this week because she's a Christian. Well, she's on Full House. Okay, she's a Christian gal. And there was a quote-unquote inappropriate picture that was actually posted on Instagram where her husband of 20-plus years had his hand around her and had his hand on her breast because he was just kind of being funny and they were being funny and just kind of doing what married couples do, by the way. And she got tons of backlash from the Christian community. Now, some of you might be surprised at my response, but I would tell all those Christians, if that's what they want to do, they're married, more power to them. In fact, I'll go as far to say that I think a lot of marriages, especially Christian marriages, get into problems because they don't do some of that stuff. There's nothing wrong with public displays of affection, folks. Nothing. That's my view. Maybe I'm wrong, but that's how I see it. And I think that, you know, these are the same Christians, I believe, by the way, poking at her that tell you not to vote for Trump. That's my feeling. I could be wrong, but I think she took a lot of backlash for something that she didn't need to. But in defense of her, she took it really well and basically told everybody, huh, I'm going to not only post it, I'm going to post it again. And that's what she did. And good for her, by the way. The Christian community, by the way, can eat its own for lunch and have it again for dinner, have it again for dinner and dessert all in the same day. Because we eat our own constantly, which has got to be one of the dumbest things ever. That's my view on Candace Cameron. Is it Buer? Am I saying that right, Charlie? Burr. Candace Cameron Burr. I don't watch Full House or Fuller House or whatever it happens to be, but there you have it. So, all right, Purifoy Chevrolet is coming up next. And you heard earlier from Bob at Purifoy, they have got some fabulous deals at Purifoy Chevrolet, some deals on new cars, $5,000 cash on Silverados, 10% off Colorados, 15% off Equinox. There's some great deals there. Plus, because of those deals and the fact they have some inventory, there's also used cars on the lot. In fact, they got a great deal on a 2016 Tundra 1794 edition for $35,900. So either way, whatever you want, new or used, they've got you covered. Find new roads, Purifoy Chevrolet, purifoychevrolet.com, 303-659-8311.
Hi, I'm Rolly Purifoy, and after all these years and hundreds of radio spots on many stations, I still find it hard to convey how I feel about our dealership in Fort Lupton without it being just another 60 seconds of car dealer shtick and hype. Let's face it, there are only so many glowing things I could say about Purifoy Chevrolet, but at the end of the day, does the ad sell cars and trucks? I want and need your business, especially if you're in the market for a new Chevrolet or a decent used vehicle. And really, all I have to offer is a good buying experience that I know is sincerely appreciated and valued by our customers. 60 years in business has taught us many things that makes the difference in doing business. We're not perfect by any means, but we're honest about what we do and have the ethics and integrity to back it up. We have all the same factory rebates and incentives that all the other dealers have to offer, plain and simple. So do yourself a favor. If you're in the market for a vehicle or need reliable service, please give us a try. We're just up the road in Fort Lupton or on the web at purifoychevrolet.com. Find new roads.
putting reason into your afternoon drive. This is John Rush.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. One last story I want to cover, not going to take me very long to do this one, but the disbarred lawyer Michael Cohen says Trump's hate for Obama is purely racial. Now, keep in mind, this is the same Michael Cohen who thinks it's okay to talk about his daughter's boobs to his best friend at the time, and basically, how should I say this? In my opinion, put his daughter down in a way that should not have happened. That's the same Michael Cohen putting Trump down, saying he's a racist. Yeah, go look in the mirror, Michael. That's all I'm going to say. I'll close with that today, folks. We'll be back tomorrow, Thursday edition. We got a lot in store. Enjoy the first hour again as we replay that next. We'll be back tomorrow, though, same time, same place. Yeah, the roundtable will be tomorrow night now, not tonight. Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560.